AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Iran's military is about to respond after the U.S. seized an Iranian vessel, throwing the fragile ceasefire into question days before it expires. Talks are scheduled in Pakistan, but it's not clear if that will happen. French President Emmanuel Macron is in Poland.
Et donc il faut continuer.
He says, and we so must continue to calm tempers to move toward the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz, which is important for international trade, international energy security, and also because of the direct consequences for the lives of our compatriots. The escalating standoff threatened to deepen the energy crisis roiling the global economy and push the two countries toward renewed fighting. Authorities say a planned fight among young people escalated into a mass shooting at a North Carolina park this morning as multiple people fired at each other. Winston-Salem police say the shooting happened at Linebark Park, which is near a middle school. Police did not have a confirmed number of victims and said suspects were still at large. Japan issued an advisory for northern coastal areas for an increased risk of a possible megaquake following a 7.7 magnitude quake. One injury was reported. FBI Director Kash Patel filed a $250 million lawsuit against The Atlantic magazine and its reporter Sarah Fitzpatrick, contending its article posted last week that talked about his alleged excessive drinking was a malicious hit piece. Patel denies allegations his drinking had affected his job in the Trump administration. The Atlantic says it stands by Fitzpatrick's reporting. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney says Canada's strong economic ties to the U.S. were once a strength, but are now a weakness that must be corrected.
There are some who say there's no need for a comprehensive plan. They believe we should wait it out in the hope that the United States will return to normal, that the good old days will come back. But hope isn't a plan, and nostalgia is not a strategy.
This is AP News. The Supreme Court will take up another religious rights case.
This one involving Catholic preschools in Colorado. The schools say the state violated their constitutional rights by barring them from a taxpayer-funded free preschool program because of their admission restrictions on LGBTQ+ families and kids. The state says religious schools are welcome to take part, but must follow non-discrimination rules. The Supreme Court's conservative majority has backed religious discrimination claims in other cases, while taking a more skeptical view of LGBTQ+ rights. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Austin Hedges scored the first run of the game for the Cleveland Guardians, but had a bigger moment after the final out. Hedges proposed to his girlfriend, Lexi Dickinson, on the field following Cleveland's 8-4 victory at home yesterday over the Baltimore Orioles. She said yes. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Saving money on your next project when you shop at Menards. We have everything you need for keeping your outdoor power equipment in tip-top shape. Ensure your lawnmower or boat is running smooth this year. Right now, all FVP lawn and garden and marine batteries are on sale. View our entire selection of FVP batteries today on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of the great deals happening this week.
Save.